from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A U.S. drone strike has killed at least seven Islamic State militants in central Yemen. The strikes hit two cars carrying armed individuals in Al Baita province. U.S. forces repeatedly have launched drone and airstrikes in Al Baita and southeastern Shabwa province, where dozens of Al-Qaeda and IS members are believed to be based. Two Somali civilians, an African Union soldier from Uganda, and four Al-Shabaab militants were killed in an ambush early Wednesday on the outskirts of Mogadishu. Gunfire followed the explosion of an improvised explosive device that targeted an AU military vehicle. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved bipartisan legislation to block the flow of illegal funds to Hezbollah militants backed by Iran and also to sanction Hezbollah for using civilians as human shields. The measures were approved by voice vote on Wednesday in a blow to the group, which has been designated as a terrorist organization that lawmakers say has close ties to the government of Iran. The bill that targets Hezbollah funding places sanctions on people and businesses engaged in fundraising and recruitment for the group. Turkey has freed eight human rights activists pending the outcome of their trials for alleged terrorism. Those freed Wednesday include Amnesty International's Turkey director Idil Eser and German and Swiss citizens. They were arrested in July while attending a digital security workshop. They've been behind bars ever since. A total of 11 activists have been charged with terrorism. This is VOA News.